Nagavrishtam.
Nagavrishtam.
The heavenly planets.
The heavenly planets.
Or Dhruva Loka.
Or Dhruva Loka.
Na.
Na.
Nor.
Nor.
Cha.
Cha.
Also.
Also.
Arameshtyam.
Arameshtyam.
The planet on which Lord Brahma resides.
The planet on which Lord Brahma resides.
Na.
Na.
Nor.
Nor.
Sarvabhaumam.
Sarvabhaumam.
Sovereignty of the whole earthly planetary system.
Sovereignty of the whole earthly planetary system.
Na.
Na.
Nor.
Nor.
Rasa Adipatyam.
Rasa Adipatyam.
Sovereignty of the lower planetary systems.
Sovereignty of the lower planetary systems.
Na.
Na.
Nor.
Nor.
Yoga Siddhi.
Yoga Siddhi.
Eight kinds of mystic yogic power. Anima, Lagima, Mahima, etc.
Anima, Lagima, Mahima, etc.
Abunah Bhavam.
Abunah Bhavam.
Liberation from rebirth.
Liberation from rebirth.
In a material body.
In a material body.
Va.
Va.
Or.
Or.
Samyasa.
Samyasa.
O source of all opportunities. Va.
Va.
You.
You.
Virahaya.
Virahaya.
Being separated from.
Being separated from.
Kamche.
Kamche.
I desire.
I desire.
Translation. O my Lord, source of all opportunities, I do not desire to enjoy in Dhruva Loka, the heavenly planets, or the planet where Lord Brahma resides. Nor do I want to be the supreme ruler of all the earthly planets or the lower planetary systems. I do not desire to be master of the powers of mystic yoga, nor do I want liberation if I have to give up your lotus feet. Purport. A pure devotee never desires to gain material opulences by rendering transcendental loving service to the Lord. A pure devotee desires only to engage in loving service to the Lord and in the constant association of the Lord and his eternal associates. As stated in the previous verse, Dasam Udaso Bhavitasmi, as confirmed by Mark Narottam Das Thakur, Tarera Charana Sevi Bhakti Sanivas, Janame Janami Hoy E Abhilash. To serve the Lord and the servants of his servants in the association of devotees is the only objective of a pure and alloyed devotee. Here we have Rudrasura. In his describing to Indra about, you know, what is happening on the battlefield. So Rudrasura is then explaining to Indra, who is now feeling unsure of himself. He's feeling very unsure because Indra basically thinks he is in control. He's the boss. And by his own prowess, because he did 100 ashwamedha yagyas, so that entitles him to sit on the seat of Indra. So he feels by that power, by that determination, by that, how do you say, cleverness of dealing with the material energy, that he could do such a thing. And now he is situated, he's got the reward as Indra, that he is in full control of the universe. And it's only at times when nothing works at all and someone cries out to the Lord, then he also remembers the Lord. Otherwise, he is fully confident of his own abilities. So, in this way, he's not well situated on the devotional platform. He's a devotee, but he's not strongly situated because of his faith in his own abilities. So now Rudrasura has full faith in the Lord, though he's a demon, at least class he's in the family of demons. He himself, we see, is a great devotee. But because of his faith in the Lord, then he's first of all telling Indra, your first attempt by throwing your celebrated club, when anyone who throws the club, he's always victorious with his club, because before this time he did not have the thunderbolt. So for him, the thunderbolt is new. He has faith in his club. So the Lord has told him, take this thunderbolt And with this thunderbolt, you will be able to kill the Trisura because of, one, the order of the Lord, and two, the austerity, the power of Dadichi. So that is within, even in his bones. That would say when you feel it in your bones. And it's so much, he has performed his austerities and his devotional activities that even his bones are powerful. So that is what the Lord has told him to do. But instead of doing that first, we see the first thing he does is throw his club, because that's what he's used to. And this is a very common mistake. Someone's used to one thing, and although they've been told to do another, they won't do it. Right? And we see that this problem is there. It's a very common thing. Also, we see that Moses, he was told to strike the rock with his staff and get water. He did that. He got water. So next time, the Lord told him, "You speak my name, and the water will come." But he hadn't the faith. So what did he do? He struck again with his staff, because that's what he knows. He carries his staff all day, and he knows it does so many things. It chases away things, and he can walk with it. He had to feel something. There's some substance there. So staff hitting rock, you know, then coming water, you know, it adds up. But speaking holy name and to rock, and then water coming from rock, you know, just doesn't add up. So he didn't do it, right? So we see that he did not get the full blessings of the Lord. Devotee, but he didn't have that faith. So we see Indra, same problem, right? History repeats itself. Right? So, same problem. He knows his club. Club is something very solid. You can throw it very nicely. It hits people. It causes, you know, a nice amount of damage. But instead of using the thunderbolt. So due to this lack of faith. So here, Dhritarashtra is encouraging him, telling him, "You do this. It's the Lord's order." One would think Dhritarashtra would be telling him, "Don't do this," because then he'll be killed. But he actually has faith in the Lord, that it's the Lord's order, I'll be killed. And being killed under the Lord's order, with the weapon given by the Lord, and Dadichi, who's a great devotee. So then he's thinking, this is a great benediction. I get to go back to Godhead. So he's encouraging him, "You use it, have faith." Because otherwise he doesn't have faith. Otherwise immediately he would have thrown that, thinking that maybe the demon's not that powerful. And then immediately it didn't work. Immediately he used his thunderbolt. It didn't. He was stunned. He didn't know what to do. Right? So he could totally became un-Krishna conscious. He was told, "Use his thunderbolt." He didn't. So Dhritarashtra is explaining all this to him, how you should use the thunderbolt and all that. Then he's not having, you know, no reaction is happening. Up to now, nothing's happening. You know, it's like a, you know, Indra hasn't even moved an eyebrow. Like he's still sitting there stunned on his elephant. So he's explaining about the Lord, telling about the Lord, how great he is, how he should have faith in the Lord. Like this. And in doing this, his own, you know, affection for the Lord has arisen, you know, more strongly. So now at this point, he's not even bothering with talking with Indra or the Krishna. Now he's just praying to the Lord. You know, Indra's not doing anything anyway. So then, you know, now he's in trying to remind Indra of the Lord. He himself has become more and more reminded. So now he's offering prayers personally to the Lord. And in here then, we see he's describing that he doesn't want to enjoy anything in this material world. So he's covered everything. By speaking what he's spoken here, that covers it. There's nothing else. He's covered the heavenly situation, which is what Indra is after. Right? So he doesn't want that, the heavenly planets. Brahmaloka is above the heavenly planets. He doesn't want that either. Then, coming down to the earth, he doesn't want the whole earthly planetary system. He's not saying this place here, just what we see, just Jambudweep. He's talking the whole thing. Because other than Jambudweep, the other eight islands, they're all like middle heavenly planets. They're heavenly planets, but they're earthly heavenly planets. The people enjoy them very much. But not as much as on the upper heavenly planets. But more than is here on the earth. So he doesn't want that. He doesn't want any enjoyment of earth. And he says he doesn't want the lower planets headed by Rasatala. Rasatala, that's where Bali.
Yes, Bali 6.
So that's been made into, you know, so opulent. He has more opulence than Indra there. Because the demons, naturally, they want more. They demand more. Right? The duck who quacks the loudest, so they're always quacking for more. The demigods, you know, sometimes give the Lord a break. But the demons, you know, they always want more. So they have more. So he doesn't want that. So that covers every sphere of enjoyment in the third world. Then, the only thing other left than that, because this is all karma, now beyond. He doesn't want beyond. And he doesn't want yoga. So that's it. There's nothing else left in the material world. Right? I mean, of course, he's not saying, I don't want to be a worm in school, and I don't want to be a snake on the road. I don't want to. It doesn't have to. Most people aren't overly worried about that. You know? So all humanly pleasures he's given up, and all karma or jnana. So he's not interested in any of that. If he says, if he has to give up the Lord's lotus feet. So this is an interesting point, is that here, the Lord, he is the source of all these opportunities. Anybody wants any of these, factually it's the Lord only who gives them. No one else gives. Much of the time, then, the people will think the demigods are given, or by my own austerities and knowledge I'll get, or by my own yoga practice I will get. But factually, it's only when the Lord blesses that one gets. So he's recognizing that all this is coming from the Lord. So even he's discussing, I don't want these things, he's recognizing that they come from the Lord. This is an important aspect, that there's no attachment and repulsion. Because many times things go bad, and so therefore we'll look only at the bad side, and then we will say, I don't want this. But here he's looking at the whole thing. It's coming from the Lord, right? There's good there, there's also bad there. I don't want any of it. It's easy to reject when there's a problem, but it's more difficult to reject when you don't, when you can see all aspects. You know, it's like if I can see I can't enjoy this situation, I'll give it up. If I see I could enjoy this situation and I can also not enjoy it, then there's always the idea, well, maybe I can just get the enjoyment part and kind of like finesse the problem. You know, just kind of skirt around the edge and like that. But here, seeing both, he's giving it up. So this is very important. He sees the Lord can give anything. All this enjoyment is there, he doesn't want it. So this is very important. And this means that then Prabhupada points out, this is a continuation of the last point, where serving the servants of the Lord, this is the actual position. This is what we want. We want to serve the servants. Because the Lord is most wonderful. And his devotees are even more wonderful, due to their love for the Lord. Even the Lord is attracted. So therefore, if we can serve those servants, that's the best position, best association. Because the Lord, how much time do you be with the Lord? You can't always be with the Lord. You can always be with the associates. The Lord is there within the heart. And we see in the pastimes at night also, Vaikunthapati does take rest. So the only one that goes into the bedroom is Lakshmi. Others don't go in. So that time, you won't be with the Lord. Or in Vrindavan, he's out with the cows, cowherd boys, and Mother Yashoda, the gopis aren't with him. Or he's out with the gopis, Mother Yashoda, the cowherd boys aren't with him. So there's always times when he's spending, you know, quality time with his individual devotees. Right? He's worked it out for times during the morning. So then, to be with, the get the most out of devotional life, then one should be with the devotees. Because the devotees are always thinking of the Lord, so in that way the Lord's always with them. So if we're with them, then we always have that association, we're always with the Lord. So this is very nice point. Is that to serve the servants of the Lord in the association of devotees. So both. So we may be doing service for the servants, but we also want to do that in association with others. We don't want to be separated from the devotees. This is the most important element in devotion. Other than that, this is the essence. If that's there, everything else will happen. Everything else goes on. Yes. Who is the devotee? Yes. So you have those, the servants of the servants. So we have the Lord and His eternal servants. Then all the main players of His pastimes. So these are the devotees that their servants we want to serve. And then we do that in the association of whoever is interested in also following that path. So devotee means one who is interested in following the path of devotional service. Like that. So we always try to find those that are more advanced than us. So whatever the platform, even if it's a little bit more advanced, doesn't matter. And in this way, then one tries to get that association. So if they're a little bit better at one thing or another, a little more serious in one way, a little more determined in one way, or more fixed in any sphere of devotional service, we want to have that association. And in that association, then we will serve the servants of the servants. So like that. Is that anything else?
Things that you might have to spend time away from your body of devotees. And at those times, I think the sannyasin must experience that sometimes you have to travel somewhere, and then you're away from the association of a lot of devotees. At that time, is the separation from the devotees, is that possibly as intense as the association of the devotees?
Yes, did you hear? So this question on separation from devotees, would that be as intense as separation from the Lord? That will be there. Because the devotees, see, the Lord is never alone, so He's always with the devotees. So service of the Lord is always in association with the devotees. So when the separation of the Lord is there, that means separation of the devotees also. So when we're not in the association of the devotees, we always feel that we want to be. Is the song by Narottam Das, the Ramachandra Sangamage Narottam Das. He always wants the association of Ramachandra. That. So here, and then this song, Tandara Charana Sevi Bhaktasani Vas. So he wants Bhaktasani Vas, always living next to the devotees. Vas means to reside. So he always wants to reside where the devotees are, where they are, they're rendering service like that. So that is what's one of them. And then that separation, then that is also part of the process.
Anything else? Yes. Given the varied nature of so many devotees, is it practical to expect them to all relish each other's separation?
Is it practical that we'll relish all the different devotees? It is. It's not necessary that there's the flavor of being in the association of devotees. That itself has its flavor, that you're in a group of devotees like that. So that can be experienced. Then you have the relationships with individual or groups of devotees. That will be there. But that there will be a great intensity with all devotees that may not be. But we see with the very advanced devotees that they have great affection. Or how you say it's a neutral affection towards all living entities because they're all parts and parcels of the Lord. So that is there. So then in the platform of neutrality, then all devotees can be appreciated, or at least respected. But for the other rasas to manifest, then that will need to be, you know, more close association. And that may not be with everybody. At least when it's pleasant. Like we see Prabhupada, we move anybody who would meet, he would be very nice and pleasant with. They would have a very, you know, good impression and feel like a nice relationship, though it may not be very intimate. So intimacy may be with less, but with everybody there should at least be that neutral proper dealings of etiquette and all these kind of things. That's why the etiquette is there. You know, it gives a platform which you automatically can establish. Right? To make a relationship, you're looking for the opportunity. You're looking how you can bridge that gap, you know, to get across to some way, some word, some this, some that, anything. So the culture automatically sets these things up. Because depending upon your conditioned nature, then you have a position. And that position then relates to another one in a fixed manner, you know, in a basic fixed manner. So then automatically there's something that you can, you know, some opening is there or closing or something you can talk about, you know. So that creates relationship. So the devotee follows these things for that purpose, that it creates, gives a position in society and gives them a platform which they can, without thinking excess, they can just do. Right? Like if you have to worry about everything, then it's very hard to focus on any one thing. So by focusing on Krishna, then the side things of the material conditioning and its identity, you know, our body, mind, words, and the identity that goes with it, then we just know, we study that, we're trained in that, and then we just do it. It's like it should be habit or second nature, just, you know, proper behavior and these things. And that will then give us our place so we can move through the whole society and meet with anybody and we can find, we know what our relationship is. Then it automatically establishes it. I think it was interesting, I was telling you the Japanese, when they meet, first thing they do is they ask a group of questions to understand who is senior, who is junior. Like that. And once that's established, then they know what language to ask, who's supposed to say what, who doesn't say what, who takes the lead, you know, who says what restaurant they go to, this, that, all the things. So the first thing they do is establish that relationship. So in the Vedic culture, then there's so many obvious external things, so just very easily one can tell. And then automatically relationship is there, and you don't have to go through that, even that little bit of anxiety in the first few questions. Just you can see automatically. You know, by the dress, by, you know, different paraphernalia, different things that they just go together. It's more easy to tell. So the externals are there. So here, Vritrasura, he's following the externals, he's the demon. So he does the activities, or the culture of the demon in the fighting. You know, he doesn't worry about ostriches, just that they throw their weapons, he just opens his mouth, swallows them. You know, you don't hear of Arjuna doing these things. These are things that demons like to do. You know, it's very, very unnerving. You know, it's like, how you say it? It's very different. So it's like, anything different catches the attention. And since they don't like to be so much regulated, they like to be very independent. You see it. Those who are very independent like things very different. So the demons are the most independent, so they like things very different. So the culture is that someone shoots a weapon, you shoot something back, and, you know, counter that. Here they just, you know, open their mouth nonchalantly, swallow the weapons, and then look as if you're completely bored and what's next. So it completely unnerves the other people due to its just lack of, you know, cultural exchange. It's not how it works. You know, the Kshatriya comes up and says, you know, so many things, then the other one counters when, you know, oh, so many words you're saying, and, you know, why don't this action is better than the words, and then the challenge is there, so then the weapons come, and then, you know, so there's a rasa there. But here the demons don't bother with all that. They're not interested in the rasa, they just want to win. So you shoot the weapons, they swallow, okay, what next? It's like, you know, says. So like this, he's just following that. Because this is what is expected. And this is just what he does. Though we see that in doing that, he has no motives to fulfill. other than to please the Lord. This is the Lord's plan. He's a demon. He'll be killed by Indra, because demigods always kill the demons. And also, he's going through with it. And in it, he's completely Krishna conscious. While Indra, even though it's the Lord's plan, he's seen the Lord directly. The Lord has told him what to do. He has the Lord's weapon, you know, with the backup of the Lord's devotees, Dadichi, and still he doesn't think of the Lord. So, like that. So the identity is only worthwhile as a means for exchange in the culture. But if we identify with it too strongly, then the material desires come up and then there's friction. But otherwise, in the proper Dharma Varnashram system, because no one identifies with it, then there's no friction. Because everybody's a devotee, but I have this conditioning, so I take this position, do these activities. Someone else has another, but it's all for the Lord, so there's no friction. We don't have the higher and lower positions do not create, enmity or exploitation. It's simply just, this is the way you exchange. Because in some other time, with someone else, and someone's seen it. Like, you know, you may have a Brahmin and a Shudra, but then in that family or in that community, that Shudra may be the head of that. So everybody's tasting all of them. In every in moment to moment, there's different tastes there. So it doesn't matter. It's just for establishing rasa. So then Ritrasura, we see here, he's actually the senior person. He's the devotee. He's the one that wins the battle. So externally, materially, Indra's in the senior position. Indra wins the battle. But actually, Indra loses. Because he gets the material world. Right? And Vritasura goes back to battle.
Indra is following the plan of the Lord.
Yes, Indra's following.
He must win also. He must be a winner also if he followed the plan of the Lord.
He's a winner in that he's followed the plan of the Lord, but he doesn't get the full benefits. The full benefits is he becomes more and more Krishna conscious. But unfortunately, we don't see that he's really taking advantage. He's in the position. He could take advantage. He's not doing it. Like that. Otherwise, again and again, he gets himself into all these funny troubles. Like that. Because the desire is there. I mean, he got into the position because of the desire. So unless he has very strong good association, it's very hard to give up that desire. Like that. That's why Vritasura wants the association with devotees, then to give it up. So Indra has the association with Mahendra. He's considered his brother. But as a brother, there's kind of that equal, you don't necessarily take seriously or not, especially because Mahendra is small, he's a kid. So that Indra is like the older brother. And then besides that is the Lord, you want something, he'll give you that. He'll give you anything but his service. So he can go on sitting there and laughing and joking with Nupendra and completely miss out on going back to Godhead. Because he doesn't want it. Like I say, we've seen the Lord face to face. The Lord's in our heart. He's always with us. We always have his association. But because we don't choose who we want to go, and we don't choose to try to serve him, then we don't want like that. Because if he's just, all he does is switch you from one realm to the other. Just yoga maya or mana maya, like that. It's just the same personality changes the face, and we're in the spiritual realm. We're here, we don't even notice the material realm. Like that. So he fulfills our desire. That's why it says the Lord of all opportunities. Samanjasa. He, whatever you want, that's what you get. So he's wanting to win the battle so he can enjoy being the king of heaven. So in this way, though he's won, and he's done it according to the Lord, therefore he's called a devotee. He's a sura. He turns to the Lord for fulfilling his desires. That's a devotee. But then a more advanced devotee is one who turns to the Lord to serve him, but for whatever, following the Lord's order, which will give result. Wherever there's Krishna, there's Lakshmi. He doesn't care. Just like the devotee follows the Varnashram, not because he wants a material economic development that will automatically come with it. It is just that this is the conditioned nature he has. He wants to engage that in the Lord's service. because I have to start from somewhere. Right? The relationship has to start somewhere. I have this conditioned body. I don't have love for the Lord. I can't work on the spiritual platform of spiritual form to spiritual form. So I follow the rules for this material form that I have. And by that, I'm following the Lord's plan. And in this way, I start that relationship. I start that, you know, beginning stages of affection for the Lord. But the results that come automatically aren't worried about it. Like that. Someone who's progressive, they don't worry about it. Those that get caught up in worrying about it, then they can do that because it is the Lord's plan. You follow the Lord's, you know, the system of dharma according to the Lord's plan, you'll get the results. But one's still a devotee because one is known to the Lord. The karmi thinks by my abilities I have created the economic development. No, the devotee knows that I want economic development. I have this conditioned nature. This conditioned nature gets economic development through this particular path. I follow that path, which is the Lord's desire. By the Lord's being pleased with my following, He will give the result. Like that. So then the next stage is that I do it because it's the Lord's direction, but I'm not interested in the result. The results come, but even that'll be used in the Lord's service also. So in any case, then the devotees are always opulent because they either follow the Lord's plan for the result or not for the result. But in any case, because they're following the Lord's plan, they get a result. So Indra, because he's followed, he's got the result, but he's not on as elevated a platform as Vritrasura, who follows not for the result. So therefore, it keeps him in the material world. So Prabhupada mentioned he's the loser. He could be following the Lord's plan and also going back to God. Like that. Like Vritrasura. But it's not. Or Vritrasura could be not Krishna conscious and all the things. You've killed my brother, and you've done this, you've done that, you know, and all this, and you're sitting on this big seat and you're acting in a nonsense way, and all your demigod friends are acting in a nonsense way, so I'm going to punish you with justice and all these things. He could also become like that. And it's all according to the Lord's plan. Because justice must be followed, someone in a senior position must act in a particular way. If they don't, that has to be corrected. So he could think that I'm going to do that. You know, so he could get caught up in that, and he could win. And then enjoy the result of having established, you know, the morality and all these things in this way. But he would also be the loser. But he sees, no, it's the Lord's plan in this situation. Indra's done this and that. He has the desires, and Krishna is fulfilling those desires. I go along with them, but I'm going to think of the Lord in this situation. Here's a situation for me to give up attachment to anything. Like that. So it's just how you use it. You get the benefit. Any situation, it's the Lord's, it's happening according to the modes. The modes are controlled by the Lord under His direction. So it is the Lord's plan. It's just a matter of whether you take it favorably or unfavorably. But that's what takes the practice. Practicing taking all situations favorably. We hear the theory, then the situation comes, and we, out of habit, just react according to the modes. Then, if we have faith in the process and in the philosophy, and we see the good example of the devotees, then we'll see how I reacted wasn't the best. I could have done like this. And again, it will come until we become perfect at it. And then like this, so many situations are there. And Krishna will in this way give us the opportunity to purify and establish ourselves on the transcendental platform in all these different activities. All you know, little day-to-day things. You know, someone says something, how we react, the situation comes, how we react to it. And then slowly, it just becomes perfect. But it takes the practice. That's the thing. So, Jai Prabhupada ki, Jai Samaveda ki, Jai Prabhupada ki.